What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Letterman Row. Of course, it's defensive line week, and of course, that means we're going to make predictions about the defensive line. It was a little difficult last week, not going to lie, to make some predictions about the Ohio State offensive line because there's some stats involved. You got to kind of pick a guy that you think is going to emerge. I don't think it's too difficult to make defensive line predictions, so I'm going to hand it over to Andy first. You can make the first prediction this time, Andy. I'm going to give you the keys to the car here. What is your first and only prediction of this show?
Yeah, I'm not taking the bait with the sack prediction. People have tried this and failed. People can try again. Go for it. I'm not going to take the bait with that one. We know this Ohio State defense at this point is not built around generating massive numbers of sacks. What they do want is pressures, though. And I'm going to say that both Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau have at least 50 pressures. And they had at least they each had 37 last year, to give you some reference point. And Chase Young had 56 back in 2019. The next best, I think, was 25 on that team. So two with 50 pressures would be a pretty good deal for Ohio State as far as generating some good rush off the edge for Larry Johnson and this defensive line, especially with, you know, how much they might rotate throughout this season. So I'm saying 50 pressures for both Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau.
Tim, that's pretty bold. Can you top it?
Yeah, I think I like this defensive front from left to right, but I really like what Tyleek Williams could bring, a fresh Tyleek Williams who doesn't have to play, like you say, 50, 55 snaps a game. I like his first step. I like what Tyleek Williams can bring. Everybody's looking for somebody to bring pressure up the middle against these against modern offenses, for want of another term. And I really like Tyleek Williams really exploding onto the scene, picking up where Mike Hall left off. Mike Hall Jr., now with the Cleveland Browns, left off last year. I like Tyleek Williams getting into the realm of 8 to 10 sacks for this football season.
Wow. Y'all are bold this week. You guys are sometimes milquetoast, trying to be a little guarded, but man, I don't know how to.
You're tap dancing. That means we stole your two predictions. Go ahead.
No, you didn't steal mine. I've got a big prediction. This might be even bolder than both of you. That's what I was just setting myself up. Ohio State's going to allow fewer than 100 rushing yards per game this year. And if you think like, oh, that's not hard, try it again. Only 9 teams did that last year. So it is not an easy thing to do. Okay, so last year, this defense was pretty good. Number one pass defense in the country. They were 27th national against the run. They were 27th nationally against the run while giving up 156 rushing yards to Michigan, 176 to Notre Dame, and 232 to Rutgers. I know 41 of that came on that fumble Ruski BS trick play that kind of just got the Buckeyes in and almost was a tackle for a loss if Cody Simon had something to say about it. But let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. These defensive tackles are run stoppers. Tyleek Williams is getting better at run stopping. I was very critical of him a couple years ago. He's gotten better against the run. Ty Hamilton is a good run stopper. That's why he's been on the field for 3 years now. I think Jason Moore can be a gap eater. Caden McDonald, same way, a gap eater. Hero Canoe showed it last year. He can be pretty stout against the run. The athleticism of the defensive ends to fold those guys into those tackles, I think, is key. And then you're getting more athletic at linebacker. Tommy Eichenberg and Steel Chambers were pretty athletic at linebacker. We'll get into linebackers next week, but like it all starts with the defensive line, but it kind of goes hand in hand with these linebackers. Like you have to be athletic enough to stop these guys at the line of scrimmage. And I think some of the teams that they play that they'll hold them under, I really do think that this team can be one of the 9 or 10 every year that hold their opponents under 100 rushing yards. And if you're doing that with the pass defense that you've got behind you, like, I don't know where you poke and prod this defense at that point. Because if the defense is that good, man, it's going to be good. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, you're knowing this without saying it. You know what helps your run defense is when you take the lead offensively. This is going to be a more efficient offense. I truly believe that just based on what I've seen. And when you put teams in predicaments of having to basically throw the ball more than they want to, it's definitely going to help your run defense. I agree with that. And then that's when this defensive front's really going to, I think, come to the fore of what it's built for. I mean, it has got some really good quick twitch, fast twitch dudes from a pass rush defense now that they can throw out there in waves. And I see where you're coming from there, Spence.
Hey, and Andy, how about we just split this prediction? Because if Ohio State is not giving up plays, you know, run plays very much, and they're keeping teams into third and long, guess what comes there?
Pressures.
Pressures. So, yeah. Andy, how about you and I just both make this thing come true? And we'll
Malik Williams up the gut with a sack.
It's supposed to be the beautiful balance, right? And that's what they go for. I was looking. Looks like the last time, Spencer, they achieved this feat you're talking about was 2020. Of course, that was a shortened season because of COVID, but I think they only gave up around 98 rushing yards per game that year, sixth in the country in rushing defense. So it's been done before somewhat recently, not in the last 3 years, but it's doable. I mean, it's crazy to think how much better this Ohio State defense can really get from last year where, what, they gave up around 10 points per game, 11.2 points per game. You know, now we're talking about an offense that is supposed to be significantly better. It really makes you think, wait, are they going to give up, you know, 8 points per game this year defensively? I mean, the sky's the limit for this group, which is just a complete change from a couple years ago, 2021 season, especially when you think about how much of a liability they were defensively, Ohio State was. And you look back at that offense and you're like, wait, how did they not win a national championship that year with, you know, all the 1,000-yard receivers and C.J. Stroud throwing for as many yards and touchdowns as he did. And it's, well, okay, the defense. Now, we've totally turned that over, and Ohio State has, you know, arguably the best defense in the country going into 2024, and it starts up front. I mean, that's where it always starts. As Tim has always said, you know, it's in the trenches, and Ohio State's defensive line, I think, again, I'll say it again, I said it earlier this week, it should be the best in the country, and I think our predictions are supporting that.
That's why I like this team, fellas. Offensively and defensively, the lines are solid, intact. I mean, and the depth is growing on the offensive line, but defensive line, they can throw guys out there. And I'm telling you, that's what makes or breaks you, especially in a possible 16-game, maybe even 17-game season. Who knows how it's going to break, but that's why I really like this team, man.
Yeah, I do too. And I think back, you know, a lot of people around the country think Michigan's got the upper hand, the best defensive line in the country. Well, On3's Jesse Simonson, who you know does this for a living, looked at those two defensive lines and still picked the Buckeyes. And I think that says something because that's a national talking head who has decided that Ohio State's defensive line should be the best in the country. That's not saying it's going to be. That's still a lot of projection. You've still got to go out and do the darn thing. But, like, people are noticing that, like, yes, that Michigan defensive line is going to be very good this year. Potentially two first-round picks at defensive tackle. It looks a little Georgian when you look at what Georgia did at those championship runs. But Ohio State can't just be ignored. Like, Tyleek Williams played a lot of football at this point. He played as a freshman, for God's sakes, and now he's a senior. Ty Hamilton, again, like, 3- or 4-year contributor. Then JT and Jack, like, JT was on campus for like 19 days and then played against Minnesota in 2021. Jack Sawyer played a lot of football. Like, this is a stout defensive line group that I'm really excited to watch. And so we're going to be able to watch them. I think it's in 2.5 months. Get to finally see these guys lace them up and go out on the field, put the pads on, get the pads popping against Akron. It won't be the sexiest first few weeks or first month, as a matter of fact, but this defensive line is going to be the one that we kind of key in on and watch as Ohio State goes through that non-conference schedule and the build-up to Michigan State and then Iowa and then, of course, the road trip to Oregon. We'll be there every step of the way at LettermanRow.com. We always are. Tim May, the 41-year vet, he's going to be there. Andy Backstrom, I will be there. Andy Backstrom, he will be there. And, I will be there as well, Spencer Holmberg. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. But this is just YouTube. If you want more of this, go to LettermanRow.com. You get full coverage of the Ohio State Buckeyes at Letterman Row for just $1. That's right, 2 months for $1 when you use the code OSU1. Come join the fun on the message board. We're talking a lot on there. It's getting more and more active every single day. Andy and I over there on the board. Tim's doing his thing, and we will talk to you guys later. We'll see you over at LettermanRow.com.